Quinn Kristofferson is this year's NPR Tiny Desk winner. He is currently on tour with Portugal the Man and will be performing at the Criterion July 19th, 2019. I talked to him about what it's been like touring and about how being an Alaskan native informs his music. Have you been to Oklahoma before?
No, I have not.
Did you have any kind of expectations?
I don't know. I thought it was a cool place because I know Samantha Crane is from here, so I'm a big fan of her music. So,
has this been kind of like your first big tour experience?
Yeah, when we started back in May, that was the start of all this. It's been really cool, really crazy, really cool, really fast.
Did you see anything kind of weird on the road?
Yeah, a lot of alcoholism. Yeah, and I think that's, I'm looking at that through like kind of a skewed vision because I don't drink myself because I am an alcoholic. So it's like just apparent at how much booze is offered me for free and like just like have fun, go crazy, blackout. And I'm just like, oh no, I did that too many times already. So
how has it been traveling around and just performing like a different city every couple days?
It's been really interesting playing for different crowds because I'm from Anchorage, so I've just been playing for the same crowd. You know, they like show respect, I guess, for like locals, and then going out and playing for all these different crowds and, you know, having to be vulnerable for a whole bunch of different kinds of people, it's been a big learning experience.
What was the kind of reaction from some of your friends, family, or I guess the overall Anchorage community when you won?
I think everyone was really surprised. Everyone was like, whoa, wait, what? Nick Carpenter didn't win?
But they kind of knew that you've been submitting like Tiny Desk submissions.
Yeah, they knew. There's a lot of Anchorage musicians and even like some people from the Valley that submitted.
Why did you decide to record Erase Me as like your song submission?
We did a couple songs and then after watching them, that song just felt the best and felt the most relevant.
What are your plans after this kind of tour?
I just want to keep writing songs, going on the road, I guess like growing as an artist, having fun with my buddy Nick, and, you know, keep learning, keep growing.
Are you planning, now that you've kind of stepped out of Anchorage in Alaska, maybe moving?
I don't know. Anchorage is for sure always my home, always has been, always will be. It might be good to just, you know, tour around, but the more you tour around, the more you fall in love with where you're from, at least in my case.
Has being Indigenous really affected your music?
Yeah. Yeah, being Indigenous is a big part of me making music. My grandmother was a storyteller, and I just grew up listening to her tell stories, and so I just tell stories through my music.
I used to have long hair. I used to smile when